This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
Here's the situation. A child injures herself while playing on a swing set at the home of a friend. She ends up with 5 stitches, which is covered by her family's health insurance. But then, the insurance company wants more details. The company wants to know if someone else should pay for this.
Now, because the insurance company requires an answer, the parents have 3 choices. Claim that the accident took place at home, a lie. Retract the insurance claim, or direct them to the homeowners with the swing set.
The parents of the injured child are conflicted by their loyalty to their friends and a belief that maybe they're culpable too. They permitted their child to be at the house and perhaps to use the swing set as well. So the parents recognize their responsibility. It's their kid.
Financial responsibility is supposed to motivate people to decrease the likelihood of accidents. From that perspective, it makes sense to bring this burden to bear on the responsible party. But there are 2 parties who are culpable here. The parents, by their own admission, and the homeowners with the swing set. And that may be the way to figure out an ethical resolution.
Ethically speaking, the parents should speak with the homeowners and find out how they would like it resolved. Because it's clear that the insurance company isn't going to take responsibility once the truth is known. Perhaps the parents and homeowners will decide to share the minor medical costs and retract the claim. Or the homeowners might accept full responsibility. In either case, such a discussion honors the friendship and may lead to a mutually satisfactory result.
Visit our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.